Sports Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We're getting some feedback already, Copper, from that last segment on the military vaccine nice. Mandates. Many thanks, by the way, to my friend Brian Taylor for being on the air with us today. I'm sure he's got other things to do, but it was helpful to have someone with his knowledge and expertise to help unpack that. By the way, I just sent, what do I got here? I got an email from Mike. And Mike, I don't know where you're located, so I'm just going to use your first name. But anyway, Mike sent in and says, Phil, what type of discharge are these soldiers and sailors getting? Anything other than an honorable would be devastating to future employment. So great question, Mike. And so I'll just tell you right now, I'm holding an article in my hand. Where did the one go that I had? That here it is. This is an article from USA Today. And so on that very question, there have been some claims that Biden has already ordered dishonorable discharges. He has not. Can they? Potentially. Now, USA Today, in their usual slanted fashion, is trying to say, this is really not happening. No one's trying to make this happen. Well, let me just tell you, it's so concerning right now when you consider the fact that four senators, one of which is our own Senator Tommy Tuberville, four senators introduced a bill that would prohibit the Department of Defense from allowing a dishonorable discharge for members who refuse the vaccine. And the White House, though, came out and, quote, strongly opposed the bill. Why would they strongly oppose the bill if they weren't considering it as one of their options? USA Today says, so therefore this is false. Well, they're parsing words. Come on, USA Today. You know better than that. What you're looking at here is a Biden administration right now who is considering discharging and strongly opposing any thing that would prevent them from dishonorably discharging service members. Now, to go to Mike's question on the email, Mike, thanks so much for emailing in. His email address is an iCloud email. So, Mike, just to answer your question there, right now my understanding is they are currently slated to be honorable discharges. There's a possibility that it could be other than honorable, but the question of whether it's going to be a true dishonorable discharge, my understanding is that has not been labeled yet. But since the Biden administration has strongly opposed any efforts by the Senate to pass a bill that would prevent them from doing so, it leads me to believe they want that arrow in their quiver, if you know what I mean. Going back to on that that whole segment we did on the border crisis, I got another email, which I just sent the link to. Somebody sent in, and they didn't put their name on the email, just the email address, which was a Gmail address. It starts with Big Blue. I'll leave it at that. Big Blue sent in an email saying, Mr. Williams, please send me the link of the interview you just played on your show with Ms. Bartiromo, speaking with the couple on the border, so I can share it. And so I did. I forwarded that link to him. I think they're going to find that to be as moving as I did, and it is certainly something. I will make sure I get that out on my Twitter as well. That's the one that I typically use. I have Facebook, but I haven't even hardly touched it in months and months and months. But you can find me on Twitter, by the way, at Sen, that's S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. And I'm pretty active there. And things that we do will also be posted on the website at rightsideradio.org. So rightsideradio.org, you can find excerpts from the show. You can find you can download those in podcast, by the way. You can also find things that we've written, things that are out there. I've got a new piece up on 1819 News today. So we're all over the place. Copper, by the way. Hey, Copper.
Yes.
How many downloads do you think we've had of the podcast just over the weekend? I mean, how many more over the weekend?
Are we up past 8,500?
We are indeed.
Ooh.
We are past 8,600 now.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, if we had we had nearly 450 or more downloads just since Friday afternoon's closing of the show. I'm thinking that my Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm thinking we're going to be in excess of 9,000 by the end of the week. So what are we going to do when we hit 10,000, Copper? What's the scoop?
Yeah, we should have a party. There should be.
Are you
going to
bake a cake?
I don't like cake. How about pie? Or cookies.
Pie. I will take pie. I'm a pie fan. All right.
Which pie?
I'm like an apple pie, cherry pie fan. Yes, indeed. Now now is there a pie that you're like special in your family? Something that y'all go with?
Oh yes.
What?
Frozen peanut butter pie. So it's like
frozen peanut butter pie.
Cream cheese, peanut butter, chocolate chips, graham cracker crust. It is evil.
And there are no calories in that too whatsoever.
Oh no.
Well, all right. I'll take a frozen peanut butter pie, but I'm also I'm an apple cherry pie guy too. But it's coming, folks. We're going to hit 10,000 downloads on that podcast here pretty soon. You know why? Because of y'all. That's why. Because of y'all. And listen, this audience is making it happen. Hey, when we get back from this break right now, by the way, we're taking this break for the news. When we get back from the news, I got our own Dale Jackson, the program director and morning show host here at WVNN. We're going to switch gears on you and start talking about what's happening down in Montgomery. Keep track of your own state, people. Big doings down there. Is your legislature going to say something about vaccine mandates? Are they going to redraw the lines? And do you know who your state representative will be when they're done? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.